Jakarta. Here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. Only on Indonesia Today.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian National Police Chief General Listio Sigit Prabowo stated that the youth wing of Muhammadiyah Kokam plays an active role in supporting the National Police in maintaining public security and order. In an official statement cited in Jakarta, the police chief highlighted that Kokam has been actively engaged in a wide range of activities, including its contribution to security and order during the Idul Fitri homecoming exodus and celebration. Moving on to the second news. Indonesia has strongly condemned Israel's military attacks on Syria following recent clashes between the Syrian government and local militias, which have worsened security conditions and caused civilian casualties. Indonesian also expressed concern over the escalation between the Syrian government and the Druze minority community in Suweida, calling for a permanent ceasefire between the two sides. The ministry added that Indonesia will continue to support the Syrian government's efforts to achieve peace throughout Syria. And that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, viewer listener. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour in this RRINet Indonesia Today. And viewer listener, in this beautiful day of Monday, of course, lots of things will be going on and many things is going to start, especially one of the most important thing that we are going to discuss in this VOI talk episode about the People's School of Indonesia. So if you are interested, make sure to tune in and watch through online streaming voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRI Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, let's begin Indonesia Today with a song from Alvi Ref featuring Novia Bahmit with Wonderland, Indonesia.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. the land where we were born, the nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures, with an abundance of natural wealth, Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Kota Baru, gunungnya bermega. Bermega, bermana purdi samantara. Bermana purdi samantara. Batamu lawanlah Arinda. Arinda imam di dadara. Sama layak imam di dadara. Sama
thank you.
Indonesia.
They hold answers to who we are. They know where we come from. But why are they calling and asking me to feel this sacred land, Jaffa? This land has so many secrets and stories to tell us.
Rahayu, kinaryo jangkep.
It's everlasting beauty connecting us with our past and future.
Kul
Gusti Tunggal dan Manunggal, anak-anakku Jagat Nuswantoro, eling karo sejatine urip bangsamu. Sejatine urip iku ana ing asu, memayu hayuning pawon.
Mesin ini begitu tangguh, mustahil terkejar. Meski sudah maksimal 1000 langkah kakiku, berhenti sejenak. Beri tubuhmu pesona. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu. Beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Tersita waktu
satu di layar, para sibuk berselancar. Jeda dulu reda, boleh juga lama tak apa. Nanti tak harus robotik, kau sudah cantik, yeah. Hidup memang harus canggih, tapi pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama memang tersyadu. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Pastikan kau yang pegang kendali. Perhatikan nafasmu, degup irama mewah tersyadu, yeah. Beri-beri tubuhmu pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya. Beri-beri pesona, pesona, sebagaimana yang semestinya.
Thank you. bisa mudah terbentang katulistiwa. Di situ ku ada bersamamu saudara. Beragam warna kita, suku tak selalu sama. Kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to a special episode of VOI Talk on Voice of Indonesia. And as you, most of you probably know, Indonesia has started the special people schools in Indonesia. And of course, we are going to talk about that with a special guest from the former Executive Chair, National Representative of Indonesian National Commission for UNESCO, Dr. Ica Khodijah, MA. We're going to talk about the education for golden generation. How are you, Bu?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
Okay. So without any further ado, I would like to start off this interview. For the first question, I would like to ask you, what is your opinion on the people's schools concept proposed by the Indonesian government so far?
Yes. Well, it's been running already. So we are not talking about how should be, right? But we just look at the intention of the government, a good intention, to actually help the most vulnerable group of people in Indonesia to have a better education and better care. Because in this people's school, children are put in a dormitory and they are fed three times a day and they are equipped with, you know, learning facilities, etc., which is a good intention. On the other hand, at the moment, we still have schools which are running for, I mean, it's a free school. I mean, it's a free of charge school funded by the government, which actually spread all over Indonesia and need improvement. Now the people's school actually provide quite high standard learning facilities and hopefully teachers too. However, children from different kind of extreme, from a very, very, very low level income family, of course, have other, you know, it's not only about they don't have money, that they don't have facilities, but also they are from different psychological experience background, and they are put in the same place, which actually need special care in order that they focus on their learning, because they are there to learn, not they are there just, you know, to have home facilities, but to learn. This is what I'm still thinking, whether teachers who are from ordinary trained teachers will have enough, will have the necessary skills to handle the different psychological background from those children. But all in all, this intention is actually good. In a way, to reduce the number of students who cannot go to school.
Uh, Okay. So, what do you think of the role of teachers in the people's school, and how can they be prepare to teach in the school? Is there a specific preparation for the teachers there, or is it like the same with other schools?
Of course not, because teachers there, they have to take care of, you know, whatever psychological background that each student bring to the classroom. And the psychological background that they bring to the classroom, of course, quite diverse from one to another. There are children who are from poor family, but they are just good, you know. It's just that they don't have anything. They don't have enough facilities, and they don't have enough food to eat. There are also group of students or children who are from very poor family with problems, divorce problem, single parents problem, drug problems, maybe parents who use drugs, and parents who who are doing the gangster. Those that, you know, they are varied. Their psychological background. This is why, number one, which is needed by all teachers taking care of those children, are, you know, the psychological background to handle those kind of diversity. In order that they grow their motivation, that they are there to improve their life. Those children are used to looking at life at a very simple way. As long as I have things to eat, that's it, right? And now they have to go to the next level. I don't just need things to eat. I need to learn. I need to be better. I need to fight in a normal way, in an ordinary way, normative way, in order that I can have more qualified life. So this needs a skill. This needs a number of skills to handle their emotional background, then their social trauma, that sort of things. So when they are in the class, then they understand that they are there to improve their life. They are not there because they are taught by the government. They are not there because they just have to do, but most of all, they have to be led into improving their awareness about their need to improve their life. This is different from children from ordinary family who are going to school. That's why teachers need continuous professional development to improve their skills to handle the psychological background of the children.
So one of the main thing that the people's school is going to fix or maybe fight is the mental health for the children going there, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And that's why mental health of the teacher should be guaranteed.
Okay, that is really interesting, because ordinary school, even though from the ordinary and then the private and nation school, is super different from this. And it is a really interesting take we have here, Voice Listener. And about the school, what are your hopes in this public school that and people going to school being able to help build a golden generation that is promised by the president?
Well, I think first of all, because this these school have been running in some places in Indonesia, I do hope, because I know the development of these school are not quote unquote very well planned. Teachers are not prepared, and even the curriculum also, it's still ongoing. It's still on the development. I think what they need, all the organizers, all the coordinator of the schools, should be open for development. Never thought that this is what we can do, and then never ask opinion from different resources. I think this is very important, because it is about the life of the young generation. The life of them is put on the soldier of the country, because the country promised that these children are going to have better life. So that's why it has to be guaranteed that they are there, because they know that they are going to be able to participate in the life of 21st century now. And what also important is that they are there together with children from the same background. From the same background means they are from unlucky family who have less facilities to fulfill their life. Then they are there. They need to understand that real life is not always like what they do, what they have. And real life is not only about what they watch on the social media. Real life needs efforts. Real life needs them to learn how to think. This is what I think the school need to always develop and improve. Otherwise, this will be just become a short-term project, which is not good. I never hope that this is going to be a short term project, because if at the end this school are successful in developing those children, then we can build a prototype to help as many children as possible. Not in the way that they do in people's school with the dormitory, etc., but maybe the curriculum. Because they said that the curriculum, because I haven't got any access to those school yet, but they said that the curriculum somewhat is integrated into character building. And while doing this, let's do research and see. If they are successful, then we can use it for other school.
I see. So from what I can take from you, it is going to need a strong foundation to start, because that is the main point of schools, actually.
Yes.
But especially in character building, a main strong foundation is needed, because it is going to be helpful for the future and not going to be a short-term project.
No.
Okay, so for the final question, I would like to ask you, what is your final thought and hopes maybe for the people's schools that is going to being, even though it started, is it going to be for the future and the generation of the kids or the children in Indonesia?
Yes. Number one, I hope the developer or the organizer think about the sustainability of their school. Sustainability is very important, because then those children will be proud of being part of this school. And number two, keep improving the quality, keep improving the quality. First of all, is the quality of the teachers, because in education, the role of the teachers cannot be replaced just by giving them good laptop, because they need to find the model for behavior, find the model for skills, not just knowledge. That's, I think, my final thought.
Okay, thank you so much, Dr. Icha Khadija, for your time and your amazing answers here in this special interview in VI Talk. And so, Voilus, as we've heard, Indonesia, especially the people's school, is going to have a long thing to go and build. And of course, it is going to be the perfect example of it, perfectly executed for the children of Indonesia. And we hope for the best for the children as well, especially for the future of Indonesia. And thank you so much for accompanying me in this special interview about the topic education for the golden generation. Here with me, Ray and Dr. Icha Khadija, in this special interview in VOI Talk. My name is Ray, and I'll see you in another episode of Voice of Indonesia, VOI Talk. Yes.
These are the better days. If not today, must be tomorrow. If not today, must be. These are the better days. If not today, must be tomorrow. Dreaming. I said things could be worse. Well, things can always get better. I said I need to stop trying. Stop trying, don't stop trying. No expectation. Toast for everything lost from me. It has been beautiful. The best things in life won't fade away. The best things in life are felt.
These are the better days. If not today, must be tomorrow. Today must be tomorrow. If not today, must be. These are the better.
Listener, wherever you are, we meet again in the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago. This program is brought to you in information about traditional music instrument of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will discuss one of the traditional music instrument from North Sumatra called Hasapi. One thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Bataknese music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Hasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality.
Thank you.
is one of the tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instrument is Hasapi. Hasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as chordophone. In principle, Hasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Hasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Hasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Hasapi is passed down to their offsprings. Hasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Hasapi Ende and Hasapi Doa. Hasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Hasapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasapi Doa has the same principle with Hasapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hasapi Doa acts as the carrier of constant rhythm. The size of Hasapi Doa is a little bit bigger than Hasapi Ende. Irwan Saharahap, as Hasapi musicians, views that Hasapi has its own technique to be played.
Hasapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately thrice major.
Thank you so much for a listener for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast, and don't go anywhere because after this, another hours of Voice of Indonesia will be here, providing you with lots of news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And don't forget to send your messages through our social media, Facebook account, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI double underscore official. We also have our email address in voilisteners@gmail.com and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 238 12130. Thank you so much for a listener for accompanying me in this 1 hour broadcast. My name is Ray, and stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Voice of Indonesia.
Do you believe in wonders? In the warmth that touches your heart? The wind that brings joy to your soul? It's a calling that starts you on a journey, awakens all of your senses, there are smiles and laughter, embracing and welcoming. Your heart leaps. To a land that takes you in its heritage.